When I, again, getting back to California, I, as I said, we were in somewhat of a rural area. I'm sure it's all concrete now. But there was the remnants, at least, of a farm where some people kept their horses. And I used to hang around there every once in a while. And there was a woman there, a transplant from Texas, an older woman. And I used to get her to tell me some tales about what Texas was like when she was a little girl. Very interesting lady. And she told me once that her brother was out in the field with her daddy, and he had his foot went through the ground into a rattlesnake den. And, of course, he got bit rather badly. Well, they brought the... his daddy put the boy in the wagon. They drove like mad back to the ranch house, and they put the boy's leg in a bucket of kerosene. And she said you could see the green venom coming out and floating in the pail. I don't know if this is true or not. But at any rate, then the father went back with a shovel to the rattlesnake den and found this large hole full of rattlesnakes. Well, again, this story boiled around in my head for a while, and out came the poem called Incident. Dragged from the wagon before the mules had stopped, the father now a quick jack and the boy Cortex dead slumped in his arms. Three blinks to the house where they waited, having heard his rattle, the lash of reins thrown against the sun. They put his leg in kerosene, watched the green lie curl where the tooth was, a scum twisting to the top of the pail. Still watched the leg, the slumped boy, its runners spreading across the floor, testing the cracks, climbed the walls until turning filled the room with itself. Meanwhile, the young doctor arrived at this, his first case of nature. Outside stood amazed at foliage bulging the windows. And the father, having gone back where the foot lurched through, dug the mole's burrow, heard fangs against the shovel, struck, found another and another, and probing the cavern, saw how it extended, how it was full of them twined in the tunnels, feeders, rooms, spreading palmately under the ground.